changing lives.
This is Smile in Action
on the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Smile 90.4 FM.
Wednesday morning, the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile FM. Now, every single weekday morning, we try and bring you the best in entertainment. It's often very lighthearted. We try and give you all the energy and the excitement and fun and all those things to get you going. But often that's not the case. People are getting up around the city and there's a lot of families that have different situations, other situations where happiness isn't really top of mind. Although it should be, it quite simply isn't. One family that I happen to know, and I knew them from when their journey began with their baby daughter, baby Nicola. And I'm trying to do the math as to when that was and how long ago that was. But just to again, as a parent, you know, I think that every single parent wants the very best for their child. No parent ever wants their child to have to be in any kind of pain or have to suffer. So if there's any procedures that your kids have to go through, or you yourself have to be there and hold, you know, your parent, your kids' hands through whatever it is they're going through, you want the very best for your kids. The family that I want to chat to next is the Nordia family, and they're incredible. Jacques and Madeleine are amazing. Nicola is incredible, and they've got older son as well. But Madeleine, welcome to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. It's been a while since we've last chatted on air, and the last time we did chat on air, it was in more pleasant times.
Thank you, Ryan. Yes, it was 10 years ago, if I remember correctly.
It was
10 years ago. Yes.
It was. And just to let people know, baby Nicola, right, first of all, today's post that you put out, for me, it was simply heartbreaking to read as a parent and knowing the family even more painstakingly so because of what you've been through over the last 10 years. No family and no child should have to endure, yeah. But you have indeed. Today's post, tell me about that.
It was really difficult, Ryan. I've been thinking about it for two or three days, and something that I didn't want to do, no parent would want to do, but I've exhausted everything I have to try and fund Nicola's surgeries and her medication, her treatment. But I have to stop because we've taken two bonds, extra bonds on our house. And if I take another bond, we won't be able to we'll lose our house because we won't be able to afford the installment. But today was worse for me because the medication that she's on is a chemo drug to help shrink the tumors in her body. And I had to give her last tablet this morning, and it was the most difficult thing I've done in my life. I didn't think it was going to be so difficult. But I didn't say it to her, and I'm not going to say it to her. I'll wait until I have to cross that bridge tomorrow when she asks me where's her tablet for the day.
I can't even begin to think about that process of counting down those pills. In the meantime, trying to scramble to find where you're going to get the money required for the medication. And with the medication comes blood tests, where those funds are coming from. As a parent, you scramble, and I get anxious just thinking about that on your behalf. And I want us to, as hard as it is, just to stop the conversation there, because I think there are many people that are going, tell us more about baby Nicola. Why, how, tell us the story, how, and I know she's had numerous operations for something that's been, you know, that's been so tough for a baby girl to have to endure, for anybody to have to endure.
Absolutely, yes.
Tell us the story of baby Nicola, you and Jacques, and how you got to meet her and how you eventually got to just have her as your daughter.
Yes. We met Nikki when she was 3 weeks old. She was born in Goedesie Hospital, where she was abandoned by her biological mother. She has a very, very rare syndrome called Klippel-Trenaunay-Weber syndrome, which is a vascular lymphatic malformation. So she has tumors in her body and they grow out, almost like that elephant type of syndrome that you get, but obviously much more complicated being vascular. So to date, Nicola has had 21 surgeries. It's a lot for a 10-year-old. She's very brave. There's tears and broken hearts every time when blood is drawn, and every time when she goes into theatre, she's terrified. She's not going to wake up again. It's extremely traumatic for her and for the family as well. But it's been so successful so far.
Yes.
We look forward to... they're just getting better and better. The syndrome will never go away. It's not curable, but it's the treatment she's getting is improving her quality of life.
Yes.
Because she's a little girl. She wants to look beautiful, yes, wear dresses.
Yes.
The styles are in and out. And with her body at the moment, she's not comfortable wearing a lot of things that other girls are wearing now.
Maddie, I looked at a picture and I sent it to Jacques and I said, Jacques, this was for me the most heartbreaking picture I've seen. It was one of him holding her and there was nothing, no caption needed for the picture.
There's nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can do. Just hold it. There's a photograph of Jacques holding Maddie. And as a dad, I said to him, this picture of you and Maddie, it brought, I cried and I cried and I cried looking at that. Mm. It's a dad holding a daughter. Daughter's in tears and dad's just holding her as a dad can do.
Well, that's why I'm talking to you and not Jacques, because he can't. He just cannot. He cannot bear it.
Here we are, medical aid, obviously, and this is a, you know, and I want us to talk a little bit about this because it's an ongoing battle that you've had. It's
absolutely
one that you've had for not just a year, you've had for 10 years a battle to and fro with medical aids. And I think there are a lot of people listening now, there are a lot of moms and dads listening and going, you won't believe it. I have the same issues time in and out with my medical aid. It's to a degree now where people are beyond frustrated. They don't know who to go to next. They don't know what to do in terms of treatment for their children.
Yeah, and poll made for us as police officers is compulsory. We have to be on this medical aid. I've tried taking out gap cover for Nicola, but they do not cover pre-existing conditions. So like I say, it's one closed door after the other. My medical aid doesn't recognize the condition because it's so rare. So I phone them every day. They know me by my first name already. I'm not getting anywhere.
Madeline, I want to do something. It's a very small gesture, but I hope it goes a long way to understand, to kind of start at a point where we can just breathe for a couple of days. I made immediately a phone call to two incredible dads. And again, it was a matter of a dad chatting to another dad going, come on, you're a business owner. You're a businessman. Here is a family with a daughter that desperately needs this medication. Can we do something? Both of these dads on the very first call said, yes, we want to help. Johan Dreyer from Top Watch and Vili Delport from One Bet and eBet, they both said we wanted to give 30,000 Rand towards Madeleine's immediate bills and that medication so she doesn't have to stop tomorrow. Madeleine, 60,000 Rand is just
a start. That is fantastic.
It's just a
start. I can go buy a tablet. I can, MCAMs phone me. When am I collecting? When am I collecting? And I don't know what to say to them because I don't have the money. But that's fantastic. I can go and fetch it.
Madeleine, you can go and fetch it. And she can get on those tablets. And
these men know that they've changed someone's life. Please let them know that.
I will let them know, Madeleine. Importantly, know how much we love you. We love you guys. It's been incredible to have been a part of this journey with you guys. We send so much love your way. Please send Nikki our very best. She's welcome to come join us in the studio. Yeah, we would love to see her.
We will make a plan.
And we'll see you and Jacques soon. And just thanks again. You know, you've got such a special calling to begin with, both of you in the police services. Both of you already so specially called to be in that place. And now, you know, you are being the best parents that you can possibly be, and we send love your way.
Thank you, Ryan. We're doing the best we can, and Nicola is an absolute delight and treasure, and just seeing her life and being just happy about everything and grateful for everything that she gets and wanting to help other people, not even realizing that the condition's in. It's inspiring for me and for Jacques as parents. So how can we not be happy? How can we not be inspired?
Stunning.
This girl has changed our lives for the better.
Absolutely. Madeleine, thanks so much. We'll get that money to you. Send baby Nicola our love and thank you to the generous people.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you. Bye.
This is Smile in Action
on the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Smile 90.4 FM.